Okay, it's all yours, Kel.
Okay, as temporary chairman, just for tonight only, I call the meeting to order. Basically, are you, Jack, are you going to more or less be secretary to record who's here?
I'm recording it, and then I will share with Marcy and Mark Garfalo. Because okay, I have no role other than that.
Okay, the only roll call, Rich Bartholomew.
Here.
Robert Bell.
Here.
And myself, Kelly Curtis, here. Take a moment for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's see. Okay, we...
let's make a motion for a temporary chair for tonight, so at least it's on the record, Kel.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'd like to make a motion that you be the temporary chairman for just this meeting. I would just need a second from somebody.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any other nominations?
A second?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Yeah, Bobby seconded
it. Yeah, I seconded it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So moved.
All right, now we're on the record. That's good.
Okay, thank you. Public portion, it doesn't appear to be anyone here.
Yeah, I do want to make one comment.
Okay.
It's public. Again, just trying to follow up. You all know how upset I was through the whole process of not having a financial statement every month. And you're going to be working on that same handicap here. There's still no financial statement. So I'm working on that. I called Walt again today. I got something from Rob Tedeschi. I'm going to try and get something pieced together because it's got to be done. But there is no single sheet that explains how much money has been spent and how much money is left. It doesn't exist. So, and all the bills you have today, I just want to comment that WPCA, we approved all these bills pending approval by this committee, which was the way things were handled from the very beginning. So,
Okay.
Anyone else in the public portion? Okay, let's move into the invoices. You see on the screen, there's a list of a breakdown of all the invoices we have, and then there's a copy of each one of them. Because they go back so far and they are so expensive, I think we should probably do every one at a time.
So I'll bring them up one at a time on the screen, Kel.
Yep. Okay. So the first one is back from June 7th. It's invoice number 6221074. It's to Wesson and Sampson for the fee of $6,000.36. And this is this covers work that they did on the Route 34 Main Street area sanitary sewer improvements. What's your pleasure?
I have to make a motion we approve this to be paid for $6,000.36 to Wesson and Sampson. Do you want the invoice number 6221074?
Yes.
All right, 6221074.
You got a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And so moved. All right. The next one again is for Wesson and Sampson. These are all month by month. This is a bond issue. It's 6221094 from June 12th. That is also for Route 34 sanitary sewer improvements. And this was work that's been done right on through the month. Or up to the month. What's your pleasure?
23,574. Yeah, July 12th. I was just looking, you said June, and I was looking for a June bill. It's July 12th, and it's invoice 7221094. I make a motion that we recommend that it gets paid for $23,574.97.
Is there a second?
I'll approve that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Okay, the next one is also a bond issue, Wesson and Sampson for August 9th for the same thing, Route 34 sanitary sewer improvements for the amount of $11,855. What's your pleasure?
All right. Bob, if you don't mind, I'm gonna make a motion that we approve this invoice number 8221040 for Wesson and Sampson for $11,855.
All those in favor? I mean, second. Is there a second on that?
I'll second it again.
Okay. All those in, I mean,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So moved. Oof. Okay. Then next one is for September. September 7th, 9221031 for the same thing, Route 34 sanitary sewer improvements. And that was for $900. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll make a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, next one is October 6th for Wesson and Sampson. Invoice number 10221018 for 2,700.63. That's also his monthly work on the Route 34 sanitary sewer project. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the last one from Wesson and Sampson. This is the most current, November 7th. We voted on this last night. It's for the invoice number 11221107. Again, that's for the sanitary sewer improvements for $1,880. What's your pleasure?
I make a motion, we approve.
I'll second that.
Okay, yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. So moved. Just to let you know, there's been, I don't know what you guys have been following at the past 6 months, but there's been a lot of changes that they've been going back and forth with between the DOT and the contractor. And we're don't hold me to this figure, but what we've been told is we could be saving up to $500,000. On this project, and it has to do with permanent sheathing being put in. We decided against it, and everything is going to be it's going to have flowable fill around it. It's very deep, it's very safe, and to put the sheathing in and the cost of the sheathing, there's quite a bit of a savings that we're looking at. So that's why you're seeing a lot of these bills about regarding Route 34.
Okay,
which is a good thing. For once, we hear good. It's usually all of our changes are, you know, costing us more money. We're going the other way for a change. Now this bill, this is a bond issue for police. I don't. Maybe Ed, you can help. 137 Derby Avenue. I really don't. I can't give you an explanation on this one because it doesn't make sense for the date. I mean, for the address, but we did approve it. So I know we discussed it, but I'm having a bit of a blank here as to what this was for. Do you remember, Ed?
This was back in
June. The billing date was June. So June 20th was the date.
Yeah.
I just want to see, where is that?
I got to guess it's between Mount Pleasant and Route 34. It's got to be in that stretch because the condos are in the 230s. I'm wondering, could this have been for the guy that the sewer was tied into basically nowhere for all them years? That's the only thing I can think of this address. And I don't know why we assigned it to the bond, Ed.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
That was done last year, though. That wasn't done this year.
Was it last year? Okay. All right. Then that's not it.
That's the
was created this year.
I think that's a white church. It's on the side of St. Michael's parking lot. That's the address, 137 Derby Avenue.
That's what I'm looking at. It's a church. So I don't.
The white one where the AA meetings are?
Yeah. Congregational church. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why that would be part of the bond project. I mean, it says Route 34 project on it, but I don't recall any work being done over there.
All I can think of is Cameron, or whether that could, well, I don't know. I don't know whether you'd want to hold this one, but I can't give you an explanation, but we marked it as bond. If you want to act on it, that's fine. But I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I mean, we could approve it if it is actually bond. And if it's not, then the WPCA would approve it anyway. So it would just come out of a different account number. That's all.
Okay.
Basically.
That way it's covered. Either way, if we do find out it's for the bond, at least it's done. We send the money to them.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion to pay this $382.69. If it is from the bond funds, then it requires our approval. So
right. Okay, Bob.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Then we don't have to meet on a small.
Yeah, exactly. Bill. I mean, it's going to get paid. It just depends on which account it comes out of. That's all. And if it is a bond one, then now we're covered.
All right. So let me explain this one to you now. Also, this was a pump at the treatment plant. This was a pump that we felt that whether we do it now or we do it through the bond, it still involved the upgrade of the treatment plant. So even though we're holding up and we're waiting for a full list of what's going to be done at the treatment plant, this is the beginning of three pumps that we need to do, and we plan on doing them yearly. This one has been purchased and installed, and this was assigned to the bond. So just an explanation why there's something for a pump for the treatment plant.
Right.
So what's your pleasure on that?
And this is the one for Blake?
Yes,
Blake. 62,250.
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. I make a motion that we approve the invoice from Blake Equipment for $62,250.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Yeah.
So moved. Now this is Phoenix Advisors. This was something that went to Agatha. I'm pretty sure this was something that had to be done to pay back our, well, it says obligation bond anticipation notes. This was something that had to be paid to Phoenix Advisors for $3,500. And this was approved by the board.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Your pleasure?
I make a motion. We approve it.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. So moved. Now, Coleman and Connolly, this went along with it. Didn't it, Ed?
That's a $2 million general bond. The other one was a $3 million.
Now, the other one was two. They were both $2 million.
Oh, two. All right. Yeah. My toner was fading out. $2 million. Yep.
Yeah.
So, but it's two different companies.
Yeah.
One's legal and one's bond.
Okay.
For the same thing, but different parts of it.
Okay. All right. What's your pleasure?
So this one's $75.65.
70, yes. Yeah,
all right. So I'll make a motion. We approve the bill from Pullman and Connolly for $7,565 for the bond.
All right. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So moved. And then the last bill here is the Carlin Dow. This regarded Route 34 also. This was... this had a lot to do with setbacks on Main Street, and they required more money for more I want to say more investigation. My wording may be improper on it, but it had to do with setbacks from Route 34 and other added costs. And it went from, I think it went from 35, no, what did it go from? 35 to 45, I think was the change in what we agreed to pay to DiCarlo and Dow. So we did have to adjust it. And maybe you can help me again on this one. This, we had to add $10,000 to the figure to cover them. Is that about right? Does that sound right?
Yes, sir. With all the issues they were having with the underground work to be done, with utility lines being there and everything have to get redesigned, that's what that extra additional cost is for, right? Having redesigned three or four times over.
So this is probably pretty much everything now?
No.
From them, well, on this one, because it's $44,955, and they said it's only going to be $45,000.
They originally billed us for more than they were allowed.
Right.
So this bill was adjusted down, but then they asked for more money. And Ed, I don't remember what the figure. We did approve another $20,000, I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and that part has not been completed as yet.
All right. It looks like they requested $30,000. One May 5th, they requested $6,000, and June 29th, they requested $24,000. At least that's what it looks like on the bill. So that made it go from 15 to 45, and they're billing us a total of $44,955 so far with this $38,000, whatever it is, $36,000.
Correct.
Okay. Right. All right. So you guys already approved the amount.
Right.
So. Yeah, I recommend we pay DiCarlo and Dow their $36,345 for, that doesn't say the invoice. Oh, yeah, invoice number 2R, four zeros and 2R.
Okay, for $36,345. Okay, second on that. Okay, you're muted again, Bob, but I read your lips. All those in favor?
Hi.
You know, I got kicked off and got back on. I forgot to unmute it.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So moved. All right, fellas. That was 15 minutes out of our long lives.
We'll never get it back.
Right.
But at least it was productive. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we should.
I make a motion to adjourn.
There's a second.
I second it.
Okay. Right. So be it.
Thanks, Kelly, for doing this meeting.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, I, I'm,